Mark Dayton shares the same education goal as his four DFL gubernatorial counterparts. He wants the state's public schools to be better. They all also agree it'll cost more money. Dayton says the state is not investing enough in education, and he says the solution is for the state to provide 100% of the funding for K-12 education and eliminate the use of property taxes. But to do so, he's also proposing to expand the state sales tax. He's weathered some criticism for it, but even his critics acknowledge his honesty on the tax issue.
In real inflation-adjusted dollars, the state per-pupil formula has been half the rate of inflation during this decade. We have shifted the burden onto the local property tax, so people see on their property tax statement an increase in funding for their local schools, and they think, ah, yeah, we are spending more money, we are paying more money, but they don't realize that's mostly to try to make up the difference between what they've lost from the state. So if we're going to put our practices where our beliefs are, we need to provide increased dollars for public education.
Dayton proposes expanding the school day far beyond any proposal from his challengers. He's proposing to keep schools open from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, 7 days a week, for remedial and enrichment programs. He says the state needs to give working parents the assurance that their kids are safe, supervised, and productive when school's out before the workday ends. Like most of the Democratic candidates, Dayton opposes school vouchers. He calls them a band-aid to the crux of the problem in public education today. But he supports charter schools, schools run by teachers and parents, free from school district bureaucracy and often with specialized educational missions.
Because I think there are kids for whom a smaller or different setting is going to be valuable, and the whole education policy ought to be dictated by what's best for the children. On the other hand, to say we're going to just handle everybody a slip and they're going to run around and thereby we're going to solve all the problems of education is just a lie, and it's really been a huge disservice to the public debate.
On the issue of school testing and graduation standards, Dayton is skeptical.
I wouldn't support anything that this department has, of children, families, and learning, has done for the last 4 or 8 years, because I think they've been, and this administration has been terrible in its bashing of public education, public school teachers, and in this case, I think they put the cart before the horse.
Dayton says the quality of education must improve first, so that when students are tested, they do better. But Dayton says change must begin at the top of the administration. He says he wouldn't want to change the 1998 legislature's vote to abolish the State Board of Education, but if elected governor, he would appoint a commissioner of education who has classroom experience. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.